Let's say good morning to Jamie Freeland. And you've been here before, but not for what we're going to talk about today.
Right. I've been on a couple times when I've been on with Racine County and now I'm the new executive director of the Senior Companion Program.
Well, mazel tov. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very nice. So before we talk about the event and everything, what is the organization now you're executive director of?
So the Senior Companion Program is basically an organization where we match seniors that are looking for a friend. It's simple as that. We don't provide any health care. We don't provide any running around, cleaning or errands or respite, just strictly friendship. I got involved with the program last year. I have my senior, shout out to Alice. I know she's listening this morning. And she's not someone that I consider that I'm volunteering anymore. She has become my family. She's taught me so much. She brings me so much joy. We are so close. And I get to spend an hour a week. I can spend more time, but we ask that our volunteers to give up an hour of their time to visit the senior. And
now you can visit them anywhere.
This isn't
a building.
It's not a building. Yeah, you can go to their home.
It's a program wherever
they're living at. You go and visit them in their home, whether it be if they're living in an assisted living, nursing home, at their own home, apartment, wherever it is, you go and visit them.
We have a dedicated listener, and I'm not just a lot of people dedicated listeners. This guy goes above and beyond. I mean, he's a senior. He lives at Bridgewood.
Okay.
And he has a little radio, which looks like it's one of the originals from Marconi, one of the original radios. I got him a new one. He knows the entire history of this radio. He knows all 100 years of it.
Oh,
he knows everything. He listens every single day. His name is John. And he just sits there with his radio listening to WRJN.
That's awesome.
And I got him this new radio that has FM on it. Because in that building, AM comes in, but, you know, a little scratchy here and there. But now he has a brand new radio. And new to him, it was one of my favorite. It's like a transistor type radio.
Okay.
It's a small one because he sits it with it on his lap. This guy knows everything, and he's as smart as a cookie. He sits with these puzzle books all day long, and he plays the puzzle books. You know where like crossword puzzles and
word searches.
Yeah, doing all that
Sudoku.
Kind of stuff. Yeah. Now I don't know how to play that.
Me neither.
I think he does.
Well, he could teach us.
And that's why I think he's as sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
Because he keeps doing these all day long. He sits there in a chair and he just plays it and listens to WRJN all day long. I know he's listening now because he listens. For 100 years, he's been listening.
Aw.
And so, John, shout out to you. And he's a great guy. So you go actually everywhere. How does a companion program, how do you get people to come down, or how does that work?
So how it works is sometimes we'll get referrals from the ADRC. We'll get referrals from different Ridgewood, from Elizabeth Gardens, from Parkview Gardens, from Home Harbor. Otherwise, family members might call and say, "Hey, mom or aunt or dad could." You know, they're lonely and they could use somebody to talk to. And we do background checks on all of our volunteers so that the families know that their loved one is going to be safe. We'll do the background check. And then we like to match our seniors and our companions with someone that has an interest in mind, whether it be playing cards or just talking or listening to music. Maybe it's baking or knitting or whatever it is. We try and match them. And, you know, it just typically goes off from there and they form a nice deep connection or friendship.
That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to talk about this sometimes, but a lot of seniors don't have anybody left in the world. My mother, when my father passed away, she had me and my brother and she had a family, but all her friends were gone. She was 92, so her friends were all gone.
Right.
Every friend she ever had in the world was gone.
Right.
Now she had us family, but you know, families stink sometimes.
Right. They do.
No. I brought my mother here. She moved from New York to Florida, back to New York when my father started to get Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, she said, I can't do it out here anymore. So I said, you come to Wisconsin, come to Racine, Lake Oaks over here.
Okay.
And it was great for them for about 9 years, 8 years over there. My brother moved to Kenosha. If you would have told me three of us from the East Coast would be living in Racine, Wisconsin or Kenosha, I would say, you're crazy.
Right.
But I had to bring her here, and luckily, my wife took her out to different things all over town. She took her to the Parade of Homes. I took her to the State Fair one year. I'll show you a picture of her during the break when she's on the sky ride with me, kicking her feet and everything on the sky ride. The only thing is they had to stop the ride for her to get off and on.
She's okay.
92 years
of
old.
Course,
I mean, she could hop on. But she loved it, and she walked around, and then I got her a wheelchair to kind of, you know, so she could push me around.
Yeah.
State Fair gets kind of busy. So that's great, because a lot of people don't have family anymore, and a lot of people don't have family that cares anymore. That's the sad part sometimes.
Exactly.
When your family just doesn't care about you.
So how I really got into this is my grandmother, 91 years old, Darlene, she lived up in Wisconsin Rapids, and the majority of our family lived down here in southeastern Wisconsin. And so she was lonely, and she would say to me, she goes, Jamie, sometimes the only person I get to see or talk to in a day is my Meals on Wheels driver. And that really hit me. That was like, wow. So I became a Meals on Wheels driver. I delivered Meals on Wheels for the ADRC on Tuesdays. And then I enjoyed it so much. Going to see my seniors, a smile, a quick hello. How are you doing? And I would see the joy in their face, their eyes light up. Just because someone gave them a couple minutes of time. And I thought, well, what more can I do? Because that really stuck with me. And I got involved with the Senior Companion Program, and I had a volunteer, and now I'm the executive director, and I couldn't be more thrilled, honored, and blessed. I got to finally find out what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, you're doing something. Good for you. You're doing something productive with your life. Most people do.
Yes.
You know, even if you work in a store or something, you're doing something productive. You're serving people, you're getting what they need for them and everything. So that's great.
Yeah,
I think it's great. All right, we got Jamie Freeland here. Jamie is, she works with Racine County Eye as well.
Yes.
But now she is also the executive director of the Senior Companion Program. How do you get the funding for that? Why did you get your money?
So how we are funded is because this is a no-cost program to our seniors and obviously to our volunteers. We are funded through grants, donations, and fundraisers.
Okay.
So we're having a big fundraiser on August 15th.
Now, this is no pun intended, and I just thought of it. It's right up my alley. Because I really did. I wasn't going to say it, and then I thought, oh, I better not say that. I sound like an idiot. It's bowling. It's a bowling tournament.
It is. It's a bowling fundraiser.
Yeah.
It is going to be August 15th down at the Lanes in Angry Brothers Pub. That's right on Washington Avenue here in Racine. It's going to be from 4 to 6:30. Cost is $20. You get bowling, your bowling rental shoes, you get pizza, soda, and dessert, all for $20.
Are you going to use the bumper buddies?
Yes, I am, because I am not a good bowler. So we get the bumpers as well.
I can't bowl with bumpers. Now, I told you when you on the phone, when I was 9 years old, my mom signed me up for the Police Boys Club to keep me out of trouble. Me and my brother and some kids in the neighborhood signed up too. It's a good way to, so you don't go doing stupid things. So
right.
The Police Boys Club. And you could sign up for any one of their programs. We signed up for bowling.
Mm.
So every Saturday morning for 4 years, we did bowling every Saturday, except for the summer. And I became a good bowler. At age 9, I had a 140 average.
That's awesome.
For 9 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one problem though. I didn't wear glasses at the time, and I didn't know that you can see individual pins down the alley. So I would look there and I see just
blur.
A white line at the end of the alley. I know, aim for the middle. And then when I got glasses, when I was in sixth grade, I was now, 12 years old, 11 years old. I saw individual pins for the first time. And now I was aiming for the right spot. And I said, whoa, this is, and people said, well, didn't you know? I said, no, I didn't know.
You didn't know.
This is what it looked like to me. I thought everybody sees it like me. And so my average didn't go up when I saw the pins.
It said, I thought maybe it was going to go up.
No, you would think so, but
maybe you should have taken them off.
It was better when I just saw a blur white at the end of the alley. But we had a great time. I love bowling. The bowling ball I use now was made by a friend of mine who worked at Sears or JCPenney. And this is when they made bowling balls there. This is back in the 70s. He made me a bowling ball. And he made it so well, I still use it to this day. The same bowling ball, because it was so good.
It's
just, you know. It's the magic bowling ball. It's like a magic 8-ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still use the same one today. I wish it was 16 pounds. I think it's 14 or 15. I wish I had a heavier ball for it. but it's so good that I haven't changed it since the 70s.
That's amazing. Yeah, is this the only bowling ball you have?
Yeah.
Oh, I know some people have, like, my dad's one of them. He's got about a dozen of them. I'm like, really? Well, one ball to do this and one to do that.
Well, it's a rubber one. It's not a plastic one. Okay. It's a rubber one. The shoes inside, I put them on one day. I hadn't worn them in years. And the bottoms fell out.
Oh.
There was no bottom. I had to throw those out. But I grew up bowling. It's a great family sport.
It is. It is. It's a lot of fun. My dad bowled all the time. Elmwood Plaza. I think it was Paradise Lanes back in the day before it was the Lanes. Now he'll bowl out in Union Grove at Old Settlers. So we were brought up bowling, and I'm not good at it at all. I'm lucky if I hit 100. So this is just a friendly, fun day out. No competition.
Oh, there's competition. Oh, there's plenty of competition. You may not see it, but there's
right.
competition.
They'll be fun. All in fun, though.
There's actually a bowling alley right on Main Street.
Oh, there is. Inside Rhino Bar?
The Rhino Bar. Yeah. There's a two-lane bowling alley in there. Yeah.
Downstairs, right?
No, it's upstairs.
Oh, it's upstairs. Yeah. Okay.
You can see right from the window.
Oh, neat.
Two-lane bowling alley.
Neat.
A lot of people don't know it's there.
Well, you know there used to be one on Elmwood Plaza downstairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
in Milwaukee, too, a friend of mine took me on a tour of Milwaukee, Rod Lancer. He was a guy who came up with Summerfest. He started that. And he took me on a tour of Milwaukee with my parents one day. And he showed us this bar in Milwaukee. It was two-lane. It wasn't automatic. We had pin setters in there. And he said whenever the pro bowlers came to town, they had to play there.
Oh.
It was one of their things. They had to bowl a line of bowling there at that bowling alley or at a bar.
Okay.
I forget the name of the place. It'll come to me as soon as you leave, I'm sure.
I know there was one on the south side called Kaz's Bowling.
No, that's not it.
It was a small one. I remember going as a kid.
Bars used to have bowling alleys in them. And they weren't automatic. They had pin setters. My dad was a pin setter when he was a kid, yeah. Okay. Duck pin bowling.
Yes, duck pin bowling. I like duck pin bowling.
Big fat pins.
Right?
Duck pin bowling.
And is it like a wooden, small wooden circle ball? I don't know.
It wasn't a bowling ball.
It wasn't a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is real bowling.
This is real bowling.
These are automatic pin setters.
Yeah. you don't have to run back there and set your own pins.
This is great. And this is at the Lanes on 20.
Yep. Lanes on 20.
One of our sponsors here on WRJN. So that's good. Yeah. That's why I like to mention him. Lanes on 20. So let's give a quick review of what we're talking about here. This event is coming up Saturday, August 15th. That's this Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Well, what's this Saturday?
This Saturday, I think, is the 8th.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's a week from this Saturday. I have the date right in front of my face. You'd think I'd know that. All right. So it's a week from this Saturday, August 15th. The Lanes on 20 right there on Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant. Registration time, 3:30 p.m. The first balls are being thrown at 4 p.m. It's a two-hour bowling fundraiser.
Right.
Pizza, soda, desserts, a 50-50 raffle baskets. Whoa.
Right. So even if you don't want to bowl, and you just want to come to get some 50-50 tickets, bid on baskets, and the baskets, they're some amazing ones. Something for everybody. So come on out.
You know how we bowl at my house? We have the Wii game system.
I can bowl good on Wii.
Yeah. I'm good at that because I'm standing there in my underwear bowling, and it's nice and easy to throw an imaginary ball down the alley. But yeah, my wife and I do that.
Okay.
And we bowl in the house. I went out a few times to some bowling alleys and stuff, but the older I got, and I lost a lot of weight recently, so maybe I'll be able to do it now. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
This sounds like a fun tournament, and it's all to raise money for the Senior Companion Program. And if people are just turning in now, turning on the radio station now, we talked about it doesn't matter where seniors are. It could be home. It could be at Ridgewood. It could be at any senior center. It could be anywhere. You'll come to visit. Now, how do they get a hold of you?
So all they have to do is they can look us up online at seniorcompanionprogram.org, or they could call our office at 262-898-1941. We'll have Cheryl, who does our matching. We'll talk to the potential client, the senior, and then find out what their interests are, what they're looking for, what do they really want to do? And then we'll match them up with a volunteer that has similar interest. And it's like magic. Your friendship happens.
See, I'm a different kind of person. And my mother used to say this to me all the time growing up. Don't you want to play with the kids? And I had friends. We had a we had a six pack of friends we always hung with. It was the same six kids all day long. Every once in a while, it was, I don't want to go out today. I want to sit alone and just be alone. Now, this is before, yeah, TV, but didn't have cable or anything. And I'd sit alone and just either listen to my radio or just lay in bed and read whatever I was doing. And she said, don't you want to be with your friends today? No, I'm tired of them. I'm with them all the time. I want a little break from them. Mm-hmm. And so I'm one of these people that likes a break every once in a while. But you know, our six pack of friends, we used to call them, just we always hung around together. But after a while, you know, I want a little quiet time.
Sure.
And I understand how people want that. Now, I don't want quiet time 365 days a year. Now I do. Back then I didn't.
Right.
But and that's so good that, you know, somebody's sitting there alone. They don't have family visiting them. They don't have friends. But they got you.
They have us.
How many people you got?
We have 55.
Whoa.
Yes. 55.
I thought there were like four people.
No, 55 seniors. And then, of course, the volunteers. Some volunteers have multiple seniors that they see a week. Just because, I mean, I have learned so much from my senior. She has brought me so much joy and taught me so much about myself. Something that the internet or AI can't teach you. I am learning so much from her, and she's just made my life better.
Well, I love talking to this guy, John, when I go over there and see him at Ridgewood. He has a wealth of history that I don't even know. I don't know about some of the stuff he talked about with this place. And I've been here, you know, 27 years, and he knows more stuff than I do.
Right.
He just has a great memory for it, and it's very passionate to him, this radio station, because he's been listening to it all his life.
Aw.
I mean, we're 100 years old this December.
That's amazing.
We outdate probably most of the population on the planet.
Right.
And so to him, this is one constant in his life, WRJN. And a lot of people feel like that. It's a constant. We were doing the Racine Concert Band the other day, and I mentioned, you know, I've been here, I've been radio for 55 years, and some lady comes running up to the stage and says, I was listening to you when I was 8 years old. Thank you. I didn't feel old until you said that, but thank you very much, because she was an older lady. Now, I've been listening to you for, I'm 8 years old, and now I'm 75.
Oh,
no, she was very nice. I did appreciate her saying that, but yeah. You know, it was kind of strange.
So we serve all of Racine County. So whether you're in the East End, West End, everywhere. So
and one more time, we got a bowling fundraiser coming up for Senior Companion Program. It's to raise money. That's what it's for. It's a week from this Saturday, August 15th at the Lanes on 20 on Washington Avenue there. Registration time, 3:30. Bowling time, 4 to 6. There's 2 hours of bowling, shoe rental. You got pizza. That's the one thing is. It's the only business, only sport I know where you got to get special shoes.
Yes. Special shoes.
They don't want scuff marks all over their alley. You got pizza, soda, dessert, a 50-50 raffle baskets. And it just sounds like a lot of fun. You get casual bowling bingo.
Yes. We have some games, some fun games going on.
And if you want bumpers, they'll put it on there so you can't bowl a gutter ball.
Right. I'll have the bumpers.
Hey, we're going to podcast this later today. If you missed any of our conversation, we'll podcast it so you'll be able to hear it. Jamie, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me, Don. I appreciate it so much.
Jamie Freeland, who's not only the executive director of Senior Companion Program, she's also working for Racine County Eye.
I am.
They're both pretty important things you're doing.
They are. And I love it. I'm truly blessed. So
playing music on the radio. I'm helping society. All right. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.